I'm just saying, bro, episode 115. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know what to do. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. You know, everywhere you can stream a podcast, man. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher, wherever you can listen to a podcast, we there. Just search us up in the search bar. I'm just saying, bro, show us some love. But anyway, like bro said, episode 115, man, and we obviously got to get into game two of the finals.
Facts.
Man, because we didn't talk about game one, but obviously it's just we passed that now. You know what
game
I mean?
One, the Warriors gave up a bunch of leads, man. Yeah. Celtics went bananas in the fourth quarter. We know what they did. 40 points in the fourth to win that game. We ain't really got to talk about that.
But the second game, I only got a couple takes that I want to say about the second game because I found it interesting. And I don't think I ever really heard anybody talk about it before. Right. And if you have, you know, interrupt me or tell me I'm wrong.
Right.
Steph's defense has been amazing these first two games. Now, not so much the first game, so much, but even the first game, like Steph's defense, he been trying to strap up. I'm not going to say he's strapping up because obviously he's it's never been effort, looked at bro. As a defender. There you go. It's all about how the effort. And it's like he really trying to play defense. And it's like, I respect that because he getting blitzed on offense, bro. Triple team, four people guarding him and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Four bodies. Sometimes fucking five bodies be flying at him in a possession or whatever the case may be. But I just wanted to say that. I think Steph's defense, it's been crazy. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I can say it. It's been crazy, bro. And it's been very surprising. Like, and I want to give him a shout out for that. Because at the end of the day, what he doing on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, he already did. Like, we've seen this for years.
Well, yeah,
like,
we already know what he doing off.
Yeah, know what he going to do. But this defensive, like he was – it was I saw it on ESPN too. It was funny because when I was watching the game, I'm like, yo, Al Horford was backing him down. I think it was like the second, third quarter, whatever it might have been. But Al Horford backing him down
exactly
in the
what
post.
What play you talking about?
Yeah, like he right at him, like stripping it. He probably could have fouled. Y'all could say, oh, that's a foul. He's swiping at the ball. But come on, bro. If you're going against a big man, he got to do what he could do, bro. Right. He wound up getting a steal on that play. And then like Peyton Pritchard. It was one John where he was just like waiting the entire time. I think he caused a turnover on that one, or it might have been, but I'm not sure. But it was those specific plays. I think that was the third or fourth quarter too. I think it was that third quarter when they went on that run, if I'm not mistaken, though, that Peyton Pritchard thing. But just the whole night, even not Peyton Pritchard, Marcus Smart, everybody that he's on, Steph is trying to play some defense, man. And I think that's going to be a big difference if he keep it up. Obviously, I'm still sticking with, you know, my pick of the Warriors in six, which I'm, you know, kind of getting on the fence where I might go seven or whatever. But still, I'm still sticking with my pick. I still think the Warriors is going to win. But shout out to Steve Kerr, too, because I like the fact that he changed the rotation. We were talking about that. The fact that he put what the hell is the guy's name? The shooter, the big man shooter. Oh, God.
Oh, Bielitsa.
Bielitsa. I forget his name every time. Bielitsa. He came in, gave him a couple defensive possessions that looked good. Got a couple steals. And that's then went out. I said, what? Oh, it's slow ass. So, I mean, hey, it was surprising. He came in and it affected the game. I was surprised that Jonathan Kuminga got no tick. And I only say this because of how much Klay was struggling. Like these first two games, Klay has been struggling. Now, luckily, Jordan Poole, like I said, one of the important parts of the series. Luckily, he showed up in game two. But Klay, like, I don't know.
Yeah, he was playing.
Obviously, he still don't have his legs, and you know, history says that games one and games two, he doesn't really. I think he averaged like 14 or something in game one and game two. And then he bumps it up to 22 points a game for the rest of the series. And he shoots like 10% better from the field and from the 3-point line. So we know we're going to get a better Klay. But I was just saying from game two, my reaction from that is that Jonathan Kuminga didn't get a little bit more tick. Like, or he didn't try to throw Damian Lee or somebody else in there. Like, because I love Klay. I love him. But he's not the defender that he once was, obviously because of his injuries. You know, everything is because of his injuries. And obviously on the offensive side, I feel like sometimes he don't have his legs. Like he just don't have them back yet. You know what I'm saying? And he do so much moving, screening, all that. You know what I'm saying? Going on screens and all that. I know he'd be tired. So at the end of the day, I feel like he needs to stop. I can't even say stop being so aggressive. It's the part what you gotta do. But you know what I'm saying? Like if you missing wide open, bro, he's missing wide open shots. Like Steph is getting guarded by three people. He kicking it out to him and he missing the shot. We not used to this. I'm not used to seeing this now.
Shooters shoot.
At the end of the day, that's what I'm saying. Shooters gonna shoot, and I know he gonna continue to shoot. But all I'm saying is like when Steve Kerr see him on those slumps, like he was in game two, luckily everybody else was, you know, doing the damn thing, so they didn't need Klay. But they gonna need Klay for the rest of the series. They're going to need him. They're not winning this series without Klay. Like,
That's a fact.
Just not happening. It's just not happening. Because Boston is going to adjust. And they're going to be home. So it's going to be a different game, different atmosphere. Everything is going to be different. So at the end of the day, those really are my takes from that game. And of course, Draymond, how much he affects the game. It's amazing. Obviously, I told you how much of a factor he was going to be. The whole world is pissed off that he didn't get kicked out of that damn game. But I love it. We don't need to see what we saw in 2016. We don't need to see that. Because then y'all going to be sitting over here saying, oh, well, the only reason why Boston won is because Draymond got kicked out. Nah, man, he didn't get kicked out. He didn't get that second technical. He didn't get that second technical, or whatever the case may be. And people pissed off about it, but I love it, man. I love it for basketball because we know what Draymond does on that court, man. If you could take only two buckets the entire game and still affect the game as much as he do, I want him. I want him every day. Like, I want that player on my team every day. So at the end of the day, those is my takes from game two, bro. And yeah, man, I feel like... Yeah, those are all my takes, man. He got Iggy up out that rotation as much as, you know, he playing and whatever, but Iggy need to be out of the rotation. And I think he might have been out of this game, if I'm not mistaken, because of his neck, if I'm not tripping.
I didn't see Iggy.
I didn't see him in game two. I don't remember seeing him.
I've seen him on the bench, though, for sure. He definitely was over there coaching on the sideline.
I think he definitely was out for game two. But anyway, he was playing him too much in game one. I hope he injured for game. No, I don't hope nobody's injured, but I just hope he has an injured rest designation or something like that. I don't hope he injured. But yeah, those are my takes from game two, though, bro.
Number one, I agree with you on that Jordan Poole joint. He was playing like the baddies was in the crowd. And then he started playing different. He hit 5 threes. He said, I'm back, baby. Shout out to Jordan Poole, man. Definitely on that Draymond point, bro, I would have hated to see him get kicked out. But he was wilding. He got to start controlling his emotions, bro. It's only so much, like, I don't know, bro. I heard the ref say something like they got to take into account who already got one technical. They can't really just be giving them the second technical unless they get super crazy. And I agree with that 100%. But at the same time, it's like, yo, at some point, this dude got to relax, bro. If he got one tech, you can't just keep pushing the line like that, bro, and nothing happened. I'm glad he didn't get kicked out, though, because I wouldn't have wanted to hear that shit, bro. Oh, the Celtics only came back the second game because Draymond got kicked. Man, I don't want to hear nothing.
That would have changed the series, though, bro. Think about it. Could have possibly went up 2-0.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad he didn't get kicked out, but at some point he got to learn how to control his emotions, man. Like, you're not going to get every call, bro. Some calls is going to be BS. Yeah. Somebody might run into you and push you. But yeah, you gotta control your emotions, bro. You're a champion. You have championship pedigree. You know what it takes to win these games. You know what it takes to win these series. You know what it takes to come home with that hardware. And what it don't take is you getting kicked out of the game. They could have easily kicked you out the game multiple times in game two. They really showed some restraint. They gave you a lot of grace, my brother. So you gotta control them emotions, because I don't think you're gonna get that grace every single game. Acting crazy,
they're like, really gonna be watching them this game.
That's what I'm saying. You're not gonna get that grace every single game, bro. So you gotta relax. And I think one of the key plays in that joint for real was when him and Jaylen Brown got tangled up. Jaylen Brown did not do what he was supposed to do. He didn't do what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to make Draymond get that second technical right there, bro. He was supposed to make him get that joint. I don't know how he was going to do it, but he was supposed to make him get that joint. As long as you don't get kicked out, because that would only been his first tech. You're supposed to make sure Draymond get that second joint, bro. But like I said, I'm glad he didn't get kicked out. Shout out to the Warriors for that dub. My other point is, for real, the Celtics, the extra pieces didn't show up.
Al Horford, he looked like Sixers Al Horford.
That's what I'm saying.
What happened to Big Al?
It wasn't his birthday no more.
What happened to Big Al?
It wasn't his birthday no more. He said, happy birthday. It's not my birthday no more. I'm done. Yeah. He said, I'm done. It ain't my birthday no more. I'll look garbage. Derek White actually had a solid first half.
I was about to say,
what happened in the second half? He went missing in the second half, bro. He missed a lot of layups too, though. So I can't really. Like, I mean, you supposed
to. A lot went on in that second half, though. That third quarter, they like the Warriors been giving them that classic third quarter, bro.
Yeah.
That classic Warriors third quarter, bro. And it's hard to come back from that. Or just when it, like, you remember when they was at their peak, how, like, when they come out that third quarter, it's like, oh, game over.
Yep.
Steph, Clay, and Draymond on the bench at the end of the third quarter, and they not playing for the rest of the fourth quarter.
Facts.
Maybe it's just different. It's like it's demoralizing, man. They start hitting all them threes like that, man. Hitting half court threes is like, man, F this, man. All right, man. Yeah, whatever, bro. They got this one. I can't stand these light skinned niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Maybe that's just what it be. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but they need more. What I think it was for the Celtics, bro, it wasn't even the fact that the Warriors scored so much in that quarter. I think it was more so the fact that the Celtics couldn't score in that quarter, bro. It got dark. What they had, if I'm not, I might be completely tripping, but they was up, what, 2 or 4 points at halftime? Wasn't it like?
It was two.
It was 2 points, so it was like 54 to 52 or something like that.
It was 52 to 50, I believe.
By the end of the third quarter, it was like 90-something to 60-something. Like, they just scored 40 points while y'all scored 15 or something, 12, 14, something like that. Like, y'all got to
– Bro, the Warriors outscored them by 21 in the third quarter. They scored 35, and I think they scored like 14 or something like that.
Bro, the Warriors is not a team that you can do that against, bro. You got to score with them, and Jason Tatum was scoring, Jaylen Brown, but nobody else really was doing nothing at all. And that's where you need
Jaylen Brown was just out of his game, though. I think Draymond really got in his head, though, bro. Because, bro, like, shot like 4 for 18 or 5 for 17, some shit like that. Like,
it was a bad no.
Bro, he just was out of his. And then Jason Tatum, bro,
he's might be, bro.
He cracks me up, though, because this is like he come out. He give you the game that he had game one. And then game two, he giving you a 30-piece, basically. You know what I'm saying? But it just looked bad.
Did
his plus minus, bro, his plus minus was a negative 36, bro.
Well, they was getting cooked, so.
That's the point. It's like when he does that and when he's snapping, hitting 6, 7, 3, I feel like I can't say every time, because definitely it's not every time. Boston definitely be all clicking sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But it's funny to me that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, like, they never click at the same time all the time. Like it's for the majority of the time. You get what I'm trying to say? I can't get my wording right, but it's just like, I feel like there's too many occasions where it's either Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too many. It's never, and then when it's both of them, they look unstoppable. Like, Boston look ridiculous. And then that's when Marcus Smart started hitting threes and all that, because them two just going crazy and stuff. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you putting up 30 and your plus minus is negative 36. Your scoring ain't doing that much. You know what I'm saying? You coming down, posting up, hitting a fadeaway midi, right? And then Steph and them coming right back down the floor, hitting a three. Pat! Now you got to go back and hit another shot, and he probably taking a crazy shot. He might miss it. He might make it, but that's still 2 points. The Warriors coming right back down. Black I got hitting another three.
Black I got.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, bro, yeah, at the end of the day, bro, Jason Tatum has to be a superstar, bro. I just heard a take about this, and they was calling him a superstar and all this stuff, and I was like, bro, he not at superstar level yet, bro. He's not, bro.
Him and Jaylen Brown both stars, in my opinion.
Exactly. And this is the time for them to show him. This game three. Not so much game three and game four. All these damn games mean everything.
I was about to say this whole series, bro.
It's the finals, man. Every game mean everything. But I'm just saying, this game three is going to really, it can boost him to superstar status. That's what I think. If Jason Tatum come out and do the same, repeat the same thing. But I need you to distribute the ball how you distribute the ball game one when you weren't hitting your shot. Like, you need to do, you got to have the whole package, bro, in order to be a superstar. You can't just score one night, decide to play defense one night, and then decide one night you're going to play me. Nah, bro, if you're a superstar, you have to do all of that, bro. Yeah, it's a load, but that's what superstars take care of. You feel me? That team on my back. You know what I'm saying? You got help. You got hella help. What's up with your man Grant Williams?
I don't know, bro.
Told you Draymond was going to fucking make him obsolete. Didn't I tell you that?
I don't even think it's Draymond.
You ain't hear him at the free throw line. He said, you want to be me. You ain't me. You want to be like me. Yeah, I'm saying, he trying to be here and knock off Draymond, man.
But I mean, that's cute and all. But
when you going against the real thing,
I mean, that's cute and all. But when they was in each other's face, it looked like Draymond was the one bothered. My man Grant just was looking at him and laughing at him. That's all I'm saying.
Bro, where he at? Where Grant at? That's what I'm saying to you.
1-1.
Where is Grant Williams at 1-1. In both games? You talking about 1-1. Where was he at in 2?
He on the court.
Doing nothing. Not contributing at all, bro.
He on the court playing defense.
Hold on, because now I'm about to, now you about to make me look up his stats.
He probably ain't do nothing, but that's cool. He played defense.
Okay. He shot 2 shots. He had 6 points. Okay, he hit 1-3.
Hey, yo, he shot 2 shots.
That's not talking about. That's not talking about.
Bro, they haven't been looking for my man since that last game he had. What series was that? That last game where he went like 8 for 16 or something like that? Since then, it's like they don't be looking for him, bro. I don't know what's going on. Like, he can shoot the ball. Like, I'm confused.
Maybe he's just not making himself available. Maybe. I don't know, bro.
That's possible.
It's another take I have is the Warriors defense just in general has stepped up, bro. Like, you peep Jason Tatum when he guarded by Andrew Wiggins?
Yo. Go look up the stats.
I'm talking about the eye test, though. I'm not even talking about stats. I'm talking about watching the game. When Andrew Wiggins guards Jason Tatum, he not having none of that shit. It's when he get on them switches and all that stuff. That's when Jason Tatum really be going off. So
he
it's just
got
like
Steph on him, or he got Looney on him, or somebody like that. Yeah.
And Wiggins is scoring on the other end. He missed a couple shots last game, whatever the case may be. He could have scored a little bit more than he did. Nice. But I think that's interesting too, bro. The Warriors defense, Andrew Wiggins, man, like Steph Curry's defense, and we know what Draymond do. Klay is only going to get better as the series go on. We know. Hey, man. I know Celtics have the number one defense, but hey.
Facts. And when they play that zone, bro, like you was talking about, Wiggins is at the top of that zone.
You called that, too. You called that, too. You called they was going
to play it, bro.
You said if Boston can't shoot through that zone, it's going to be trouble for them for this series. And
it was trouble last
year. It's the first two games, though, bro. Like, literally the first two games, and then they start killing it in the fourth quarter. They did start killing the zone, like you said, in that fourth quarter. Because remember, wasn't they down like 12, 15 going into the second? I mean, going into the fourth quarter or something like that?
Yeah, they
was. I know they was down double digits.
Yeah, it was definitely double digits.
They just started hitting that shit. Like, so.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. It's about. Look, I'm just happy that we finally getting to see a good series, bro. Even though Boston was down like 35 points or something this game, they still made it manageable at the end. They lost, ended up losing by 19. The first game was super close. I just hope that I'm still taking the Warriors in 6 as well, but I just hope that we see some more good games during the series, bro. That's my only thing, because it's been too many blowouts this playoffs, bro.
Shout out to Otto Porter, too. I meant to say that. My fault. Shout out to Otto Porter. He only had 3 points. Look. He only took one shot. He only had 3 points, though, but, bro. His defense, once again, I'm talking about eye test. Don't go looking at his stats and stuff, because if you look at his stats, you're going to look at it and you're going to be like, what did he do, stuff? Like, but I'm telling you, bro, just like Draymond can take 2 shots or whatever and he can affect the game, Otto Porter is affecting that game on the defensive end.
Now, that's a fact.
And I think, like, a lot of people need to give him a little bit more. Obviously, now you're not going to get no praise, like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's because everybody know the finals is about the bench. It's about the role players, the rotational players. You know what I'm saying? Otto Porter, that last game, man, on the defensive end, he played a hell of a game, man. And I just wanted to shout him out. That was my last jump. But who you got for game 3, though, bro? Who you got for game 3? Come on, man. Who you think taking it? Is it going to be a good game?
I got Golden State by 7. And then I got Boston by 12 in game four.
Oh, okay. Okay. He said, okay. So you're taking, okay. I'm going to go the opposite of what you just did, basically. Yeah. Boston is going to win his next game. Okay. And that's going to be the last game they win.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Boston's going to win this last game. I mean, win his next game, game three. And I think they're going to win it handily. I think, you know what I'm saying, about 10, 12 points. It's going to be a nice joint. It's not going to be a blowout how the Warriors joint, the last joint was, but
right.
It's going to be a nice joint. They're going to pull away from them at the end. That's what I think for game three. So, you know, just in case we don't get back for game four. Game four, obviously, I got to go with the Warriors because, like I said, I think Boston is going to win their last game. And game three is going to be their last win. You know what I'm saying? Warriors going to win three straight after that. I think that's how it's going to play it out. I mean, it sounds crazy. It sounds a little, especially with defense, the defense that the Celtics got, it sounds a little outlandish that I'm saying this, but I definitely don't think Boston is going to let Golden State come in there and take that first game. I just don't. I don't know why, but I don't know. I ain't even betting on it, like, you know what I'm saying, or nothing like that. But I just think Boston going to win this game for some reason. I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown is going to come out. They're going to set the tone, just like how they tried to do before the refs got to them in game two.
Right.
But I think they're going to set the tone. And, yeah, I think they're going to win handily, like 10, 12 points, maybe 15, something like that. But then after that, it's a wrap. Series over after that. The last hurrah is going to be game three.
I mean, I respect it.
I mean, and I think the rest of the game's going to be close. I don't think the Warriors going to, like, blow them out the rest of the series or nothing like that. I think the game's going to be close. I just think Steph, the way Steph playing, bro, he's going to get his finals MVP. You could tell, bro. You could tell how he playing. What I tell you, man? What did I tell you? When this series started, you can tell he not having it. And the fact that he playing defense, bro, you know he want this joint, bro. He's obviously the early finals MVP so far. Like,
oh, by far.
So, I mean, he keep it up, which I know he is. Like, shit, like, hey, man.
All I'm going to say is the Warriors better not let this they better not let this joint get the seven. They better not. They better win in six.
It's going to be in their crib, though, bro. You got to think about that. Game seven at their crib, bro. They not losing to Boston.
I don't care.
They not losing to Boston, bro.
Bro, I don't
care. Boston never been there, bro. Think about that. In the finals, bro. A game seven in the finals.
Okay.
How many times they done lost game sevens to LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals? Because they crumbled.
Bro, listen, bro.
Okay.
The Warriors is a whole different beast, bro.
Okay. Don't let it get to seven.
You can okay all you want. Listen, bro.
If it get to seven, I'm betting on Boston.
Bro, listen to me, bro. The Warriors are not the Heat, okay?
I know.
They are not the Heat, and that's all I got to say. The Warriors are not the Heat.
Mm-hmm. I know.
The Warriors are not the Nets.
I know.
Okay, who else they beat? The Warriors are not the Bucks.
I know.
And I love the Bucks. I love Giannis. No, they not. It's a
right,
whole
they not, they don't have nobody beast. Like Giannis on that team.
It's a whole different beast, bro. Game seven, right. Draymond, Klay. You know how I feel about Steph, so I ain't even going.
You mean Klay and Steph?
No, I always think Draymond shows up in those, like, in their pivotal moments. Like, he don't get the credit for it because obviously he's not the scorer, but Draymond
It's closeout game Klay.
Well, yes, we know that. That's why I just said it. I said Draymond and Klay. I said, you know how I feel about Steph. Shit, we know it's probably not going to be Steph. I hope it is this year, finally. But, you know, I know Klay and Draymond going to show up.
You right.
In the game seven, I know. I will bet the house on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll bet everything I own that they going to show up. They might not win, you know what I'm saying? But I bet you them two show up.
They better not let it go to seven.
Hey, man.
Hey, bro, they better not let it go to seven, bro.
I don't think they scared for it to go to seven. I don't know why you're acting like Boston. Everybody's acting like Boston and did something. Like, they got out to the finals just how the Miami Heat got to the finals. You know what I'm saying? In the bubble and all that. What happened? Like, you got here. That's cool. But you facing a whole different beast. You facing a whole different animal. You feel me? So, I don't think Boston has the experience, and I think that's going to be their problem in a game seven. In a game seven of finals, they're going to be pitching. They gonna be Jason Tatum is gonna think he Kobe, bro. He already think he Kobe right now. I know you seen drawing his IG picture, all that. He gonna be drawing, bro, and you know it. You know it, bro. You watch him play, bro. He gonna think I gotta take over this game seven. He gonna fuck everything up.
You think so?
I know so.
I think he's gonna take over.
I'm gonna predict the future right here. I'm gonna predict the future right here. If he go to a game seven, I'm gonna take this back. I'm gonna pull this clip out.
Better not.
Jason Tatum gonna be out there with his, and I ain't gonna say dumb because that thing be chicken, but I'm telling you, it be dumb sometimes when he do it. And I just be like, bro, why are you doing this, bro? You've been playmaking the whole game. Y'all been in the game. Let everybody else get off. You get off in the fourth quarter when you need to, when they really need you.
He going to sidestep and that thing going to be kick can.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to hold you to that. Shit, it's recorded. We ain't got to. I promise you, I'm going to pull this clip back up.
All I'm saying is they better not let it go seven. I know they not scared because I know they not scared. Cause niggas are they're arrogant, low key.
Who the Warriors?
They think they probably think they should win this series in five games, and they very well could.
They can, bro.
They could, but they not going to.
They still could.
And if you keep sleeping,
it's 1-1, bro. They still could. Now watch your mouth. Now watch your mouth. Now.
And if you keep sleeping on somebody, what happens?
Listen, bro, if they went four straight, then what you going to say? If the Warriors went four straight, then what you going to say?
Then I'm going to say I was wrong. Facts. I'm going to say I was wrong.
Stop. Put some speck on their name, though, bro. Why are you being so disrespectful, though? I'm confused. I'm confused why nobody, like, picking the Warriors. Like, everybody out here is like Celtics. Celtics.
Oh, y'all just, I got Warriors as six. I'm just saying. Don't let it go seven.
I'm talking to the people. Like, do y'all just hate the Warriors that much? Yes, that y'all, bro, just,
they
like,
do.
It's crazy.
They do. They do. And I don't know why.
It's amazing. Well, I hate the Celtics.
It's
crazy because look, and this is not a Celtics shirt. This is RLM. This is not a Celtics shirt. I would have their fucking colors on, wouldn't I?
I hate the Celtics too, but they got some hoopers. I like their players. I just hate the Celtics. Facts. Them niggas got.
I like Marcus Smart though. I like Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart is my guy.
He's been my guy since college. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Just my guy. Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown. I wasn't really big on Jason Tatum, but I fuck with him now. He be drawing though with the Kobe. Come on, bro. Like,
he trolling. He has to be trolling at this point. I'm not even about to address that.
Well, he got to be trying to motivate himself or something. Like,
yeah, and like that's how I say I'm not about to address that because I just believe that's people who might need to mind their fucking business. He just trying to do that shit for self-motivation and then probably people just keep saying shit. So now he trolling now. Like, there's no way, bro. It's no way, bro. There's no way. Like, you taking a picture on with your head on the ball. Bro, relax, bro. Relax. Relax. Nah, we know different. Everybody love Kobe, bro. We love Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe, man. Rest in peace, Bean, man. But come on, bro. Relax. Dude. You are not him.
Nah, right? He definitely got relaxed, bro.
Please, bro. It's for me, bro. You could do it. But, like, come on, bro. Why everybody in the world got to see it and stuff? Like, that's all I'm saying, bro. Keep it to yourself. I'm saying on your phone. You ain't got to show your screen message, your screenshot of your message to him and all that. That's just me. But, you know, everybody to each his own. Hey, hey. Jason Tatum, do you, baby.
Everybody
you drawing,
different.
Though.
Everybody different. He definitely drawing, though. He's wild. He's wilding out. But,
I ain't really had nothing else, bro, besides, I mean, my man Aaron Donald got his deal, which we expected that to happen. Yeah. I mean, everybody expected that. I didn't think he was going to retire. He going on I Am Athlete and all these podcasts. And I'm like, man, this dude ain't retiring, bro. I'm not even trying to hear none of that shit. So,
bro, if he retired, he crazy. They still got a bomb squad.
That's what I'm saying. They went and got Allen Robinson. They still trying to sign Odell Beckham back. That's got Cooper Kupp. They got running backs. Like, they two running backs. They're fine. Have a tight end.
It's not like Odell need the bread, so he might come back.
I don't even think it's a might. I think he's for sure coming back. I think he's going to go through the surgery process. He's going to go through all of that stuff, and then they're going to sign him like mid-season or something like that. But he's been with him the whole time. You know what I'm saying? That type of time. Like, they know he's going to come to them the whole time.
Facts.
Because why wouldn't he? You won a Super Bowl. Run it back.
And you was about to win MVP.
That's what I'm saying. What other team like is like going to be better for you? That's my point. So, at the end of the day, like I said, shout out Aaron Donald for getting what 2 years, $65 million. And if you want to come back for that third year, you get another $30 million. So it ends up being a 3-year, $95 million deal, basically getting on Beanski. So I'm pretty sure he's going to come back for 2024 if we get that $30 million. It's coming.
Yeah, bro.
Depending on his endorsements and stuff, because you know, he is Aaron Donald.
Unless.
It's hard to tell.
I'm not going to get too crazy. But if they was to win another ring or two, he might just say, fuck that $30 million. Like, I'm going
to. Yeah, I'm about to say. Now, if they go back to back and the upset, that might be different then. He might retire next year. I think if they go back to back, he's going to retire.
You think so?
I think so. I think he's going to leave that money on the table, like whatever the rest of the money, because it's a 2-year 65, right?
Yeah. I can see that, bro.
I think he would leave the rest of the bit. What it would be like 50, 60, whatever it is. I think it would be like 50.
It'll be 65. Something or like 62 and a half, something like that.
Whatever it would be. I don't know. That's hard, though, leave all that money on the table, but it's no better way to go out. You went back to back Super Bowls, bro. It's nothing else to do. Like, you're not going three-peat. That's tough. You're not winning three Super Bowls in a row.
If you go back to back, yeah, it's time to.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Because then that next season, it's going to be like, hey, if I own a Super a whole year, you're going to be in limbo. Like,
bro,
hey, man,
if you go back to back in football, it's like low key. You know that next season, y'all going to be plagued with injuries, low key. It's going to happen.
It's going to be a bad jump.
You know it's going to happen. Now, you personally might not get injured, but you know your team is going to be injured. You're going to have to carry for real.
Nah, for real, man. But, man, I ain't had nothing else, though. But, you know, all the OTAs and all that stuff then started. I mean, not too much to talk about. I mean, they talking about Jalen Hurts looking better, but they said that last year. You know what I'm saying? And I love my guy Jalen Hurts or whatever, but supposedly his throwing motion is better and all this stuff. He got more targets. It's time to turn up. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, he going to be a demon this year. You tripping.
I believe so, too, but I'm trying to stay humble right now. I'm trying to stay humble right now and chill right now. I personally think in fantasy, because I'm going to just say fantasy, because every time you say something other than that, I think he's going to be a top 5 fantasy quarterback. So you could take that for what you want to take it for. Like, obviously, you have to be throwing a lot of yards and throwing a lot of touchdowns and then running for a lot of yards and running for a lot of touchdowns in order to be a top 5 fantasy quarterback. So I'm going to just say that. I think he's going to be a top 5 fantasy quarterback. And we're bringing back, I'm just saying, bro, fantasy football this year, too. I'm about to bring up my top 10 list. We about to go crazy with that, too. Just heads up to anybody that was wondering, what happened to y'all doing that? Yeah, it's back, baby. You feel me? You're not playing no games, man. I'm getting my list together, bro. You better get your list together, bro.
I'm ready for that. I'm ready.
Get your list, because we going to really do it this year. We never did it like how we supposed to. We going to really do it this year. So y'all keep an eye out for that. You feel me? But I ain't got nothing else.
I don't think I got nothing else. Only other thing I said was something about Stephen A talking crazy about Russell Westbrook.
You got that
Darvin Ham situation. I ain't really gonna say too much about it, but he's wilding. Shout out to JJ Redick and CJ McCollum for telling him like it is for real. You're bugging, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's no even reason. Shout out to Darvin Ham for getting the Lakers. I mean, he had this introductory press conference today. He sounded good to me. Talking about he wants sacrifice. He wants Russ to play defense. It's all the stuff that we, you know what I'm saying, expected Russ to kind of do this year. I believe he's going to get the job done, though. I think we're going to be, like, pleasantly surprised because everybody let a Lake. Not everybody, but you know what I'm saying? They have a big fan base. I think everybody's going to be pleasantly surprised with the Lakers this year. I think they're going to be fine. They'll get everything back together. A healthy LeBron and a healthy AD is really all you need. But
bro, I was about to say, if you could get AD healthy and you could get Russ to buy in, they're going to make a run. I don't think people realize how good these dudes are. And we already know what LeBron do. If LeBron is on the court and he's healthy, we know what he's going to do.
Look, man, they had that championship run. They dealt with injuries.
Mr. Fucking Glass, you got to be healthy, my boy.
Now it's time to reload.
Real rat.
I think they're going to reload this year, and I think they're going to be a contender. I'm not going to say nothing crazy, but I believe they'll be a contender because I think Darvin Ham going to just get the respect just because he was a former player, bro. And it's different, like, from Steve Nash and shit like that. Like, I mean, he actually was an assistant coach for years and stuff like that. Well-respected around the league. Was a tough guy when he was in the league. Didn't take no shit when he was in the league. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, Then he be hired Rasheed Wallace. Shout out to Sheed.
Bro, I was about to say.
Shout out to Sheed. Bro, I was about to That's going to be a blessing for AD, though, bro.
Bro, they coaching staff, if y'all want to get crazy, we could rumble in the locker room type time.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. So they going to be.
Trying to do?
And we know a part of the reason with the Lakers this year was accountability, bro.
Facts.
They going to hold them dudes accountable. I don't care if you, bro. I don't care if you, AD. I don't care, bro. We got to turn up. We got to turn up, bro. Like, we got to sacrifice for each other, and we got to turn up, man, because they can win a title, bro. With AD and Bron and Russ, they can win a title. Like, and everybody around the league knows this. Like, they can win a title with them three. They just have to get the cohesion and stay fucking healthy. Like, that's all, bro.
And this the main words you said, sacrifice. And the main word he was saying, sacrifice. That's what it's going to take for them to win. If AD can stay healthy, okay, maybe we got two words. We got health and we got sacrifice. If AD can stay healthy and these dudes sacrifice, bro, they got a chance of beating whoever.
Yeah, I got the Lakers against any team. Like, I don't care.
Let's not forget who these three dudes is, bro. Let's not forget. Don't get crazy.
People forgetting that AD and LeBron pick and roll. Like, they didn't see it that much this past season. So I think they really forgetting how dominant that shit was. Like,
a lot of people been getting real disrespectful over the course of, you know, the last season and all that, bro. A lot of people was getting real disrespectful. I think they forgot mostly, not really to LeBron. I think what they mainly forgot is who AD is and who Russ is. I think that's what they forgot. Bro, if Darvin Ham could get Russ to have confidence and AD stay healthy.
I mean, I wouldn't say he has to have Russ to get confidence.
Russ got all the confidence in the world.
He need to have confidence. Just because he's shooting that broke shit don't mean he's confident in it, bro.
Ain't nobody going to shoot that shit that much if they ain't confident.
Bro, I could tell when Russ is confident. That wasn't really confident Russ. That was Russ like, look, I'm shooting this bitch. I don't care.
So that means he's confident. I mean, I take it as confidence. Because anybody that, to me, I don't think you got to be a confident, a cocky motherfucker to just go up there and you know your shit broken. You keep shooting that shit. You telling me that ain't confidence? You a confident. But hey, you might got a point. Hey,
it could be, you said, the first word you said cocky, right? It could have just been that. And not confidence. It's a difference. Feel what I'm saying? That's just from me looking, outside looking in. Russ's probably my favorite player in the league still right now. So that's just what I took from that. I think he was just shooting that bitch like, because it didn't feel, I don't know. Look, if he could get him, bro. You mean, if he could get him, look, bro, they could make a run. That's all I'm going to say. That's where I'm going to leave him at. They could make a run if Darvin Ham could get them dudes to buy in. And I think if the Lakers could get one or two more shooters.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're going to have to make something happen, but
they need a big man shooter.
Bro, like they have somebody like Bielitsa or somebody like that?
Or Maxi Kleber or like somebody like that. Then you need a big man shooter.
Yeah, that's
that could give you a random four threes on this night playing the five when AD go to the bench or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they need, bro. And then they need another man.
They need wings. They need wing.
I was going to say they need a wing.
Wing shooters, though, but they also have to be defensive guys, too. 3-and-D wings. And yeah, and a couple more shooters and a big, like you said, a big man shooter, and they'll be fine, bro. Like you said, they got Bron and AD, bro, and Russ, bro. That's 60 points right there. So, I mean, they just need to get them other little 40 points from somewhere else.
The crazy thing is that 60 might be just from Bron and AD. If you could get Russ to buy into this shit, he just going to be rebounding and passing the ball.
Could be that. I'm just interested to see how it's going to happen, though.
Bro, that's the thing that I think Darvin Ham is going to drill into Russ. Yo, stop paying attention to what everybody got to say about you rebounding the ball. Crash the glass. We like that.
Nah, real.
We like that because you could grab 12 boards and get 12 assists and only have 6 points, and we could beat somebody by 35, bro.
Yeah, that's
for real. For real. If you crack, like, we don't need you to score every night. You don't have to do that when you got LeBron and AD on the team. And if the rest of the roster is built out the correct way, in my opinion. But
no, that's facts, though.
I ain't really gonna get too deep into that. We gotta save some of this for next couple episodes and shit.
I'm about to say shit. We don't even know if Russ gonna be on the goddamn Lakers next year. We doing all this goddamn talking about him and how it could work.
We'll see. I feel like the only way he gets traded is if they could get another point guard that they really want, like Dame or like a.
They're not getting nobody from. Bro.
Yeah,
I don't even know why you wasted your time trying to say you're going to give up so much. Not giving you, and I would trade, but not with that 47 price tag too. Like I got to pay 47 mil, and I'm cool, bro. I'm cool, yeah, and that's no disrespect to Russ. It's just a little too much. I'll wait till next year. I'll wait till I can sign up for something a little bit more in my price range. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would do. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to Russ. It's just that price tag, that 50 mil. Woo!
Yeah, that's.
We better come in and we better win. We better go to the Eastern Conference Finals or the Western Conference Finals or the chip. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's.
It was just a waste.
But I'm gonna throw one thing out here before we leave, bro. I already know we try to get up out of here. But I think in the NBA, I think we're going to see a whole bunch of movement next season. And then what I'm going to also tell y'all is whenever that CBA deal expires, I also expect a lockout that season, at the beginning of that season. Because I don't think the owners is going to keep going for this, everybody forcing their way out of town and different shit like that.
I think
we're about to see a lot of movement this season coming up. And then I think the following season or the season after that, the CBA expires. So I think we're going to see a very long negotiation process if both sides can't agree to something quickly. So I think we might see a lockout in a few years. I'm just throwing it out there. Take that how y'all want to. Take that with a grain of salt. It might not happen, but that's just my opinion. I think that very well could happen because we've been seeing a lot of players force their way out of situations these last couple years.
Word. I mean, Ben Simmons is set the precedent. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be called the Ben Simmons rule.
He wasn't even the first one. Anthony
Davis. I'm just saying, though. Like, him this year, though, like, he was healthy,
bro.
That was
nasty, bro.
That was drawn for the league, though, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to turn that into the Ben Simmons rule, bro. Like, he was really lying, bro. Like, he was really lying. Now we know he was lying about mental health and all that. Like, bro, I look at dude differently. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we already know. I'm not getting into that, but I'm just saying, like, I look at it real different now. Like, bro, you was lying about mental health because I'm confused, bro. It went from mental health. Then it was like, oh, I hurt my back. I need back surgery. So was it mental health or was your fucking back hurt all year? Like, which one was it, bro?
Hold on. And then the mental health triggered the back injury. Don't forget that.
Yeah, then he said my mental health made me my back hurt. What, bro? Now you just playing, bro. Now you just playing and being disrespectful. Like, bro, you just at this point, like, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, the league is going to make a Ben Simmons rule. Like, bro, you cannot do what he just did or you get fined. Crazy. Like, we don't have to pay you. We can void your whole contract.
Facts.
I bet you them niggas show up then. I bet you them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely going to be a lockout, though, because the players going to be like, you ain't voiding my contract. All right. Well, honor mines. But we can talk all day about that because that's both sides, man. Like,
yeah,
players get traded too, just like how they want to get out of city. So I think it's leave it how it is. I think there should always be an open. It should be a gray area in y'all contracts where y'all can say, well, if we both come to the agreement where it's not working, then we could just split the contract or whatever. We can do whatever with the contract. You know what I'm saying? Because where I get half of the money, well, however it is, bro, you're right. I think it's definitely.
And bro, I agree with you 100%. But the part where it get a little foggy to me is when dudes start faking injuries and different stuff like that.
No,
like the Ben Simmons, like the Anthony Davis, like the James Harden putting on weight. He wearing the whatever he was wearing underneath his jersey all the time, trying to act like he was fat as shit. Like, that's where the line get a little blurry. Like, I agree with you 100%. Both sides should have some leverage. But then when you start getting a little too crazy, it's like, man, we about to sit back at this table and figure something else out.
Now, that's real.
But yeah, man, I ain't got nothing else. I just wanted to leave y'all with that. I don't know. Bro Ben said he ain't had nothing else, so.
Yeah, we can get out of here, bro. Hit him with a quick jump real quick, man.
Real rap, man. We gonna holler at y'all next time, man. Game come on tomorrow.
We already gave our predictions.
I got Warriors. We'll see how that goes.
Yes, sir. Holler at y'all.